Center Transforming Lives.
Bishop Franz Murundu is the highly respected and sought-after speaker known for his inspirational approach to teaching biblical principles. He is a visionary and a pioneer in the establishment of Cornerstone Wisdom Center, a thriving community dedicated to promoting spiritual growth and development. Bishop Murundu's journey of faith began at a very young age when he received a divine calling to bring hope and help to God's people. He has dedicated his life to this calling, serving God's people with unwavering commitment and passion. In addition to his spiritual work, Bishop Murundu is a seasoned training and development practitioner, bringing his expertise in this field to bear on his ministry and leadership at Cornerstone Wisdom Center. Bishop Murundu was officially ordained in 2005 and released in 2007, which marked the founding of Cornerstone Wisdom Center. Since then, he has continued to lead and inspire his congregation, fostering an atmosphere of growth, learning, and spiritual enrichment. Bishop Murundu is happily married to Mrs. Desia Murundu, and together they have been entrusted with the task of raising two boys. His family life is a testament to his commitment to serving others and living a life that exemplifies the teachings of Christ. In all aspects of his life, Bishop Murundu's passion and dedication to serving God's people to shine through, making him a beloved leader and spiritual guide to many.
Ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome Bishop Franz Murundu.
Let's put our hands together and welcome Bishop. Ay, zincane izilezandla, zincane lezandla, zincane lezandla.
Re ka dula fase modima re shofatseng. Saints, we greet you in the name of Jesus. Don't worry, nna ke nna wa mo hae. Maybe baeng ba tlo complaina ka di cut cut tse tsa ona je. Na di re tshwenye je. Amen. Na ntho e re e thomile TV di senge di tsene ka kereke e sa le madimone. So whenever le di tsentse ka kerekeng, you are too late. Di ka sa re tshwentse. Amen. Moruti Popela le mama, thank you for once again bringing us together in this powerful, great conference. Amen. And we want you to know that we love and respect you and appreciate what the Lord is doing in your life. Merokwa modimo as papadi o ka bona monna fitla 10 years tsantsho mo rolele ke pisinyana o sa khathele ro wela kae mara o mo rolele ke pisi ya ro wela batso wa ibile ke 10 years. So we celebrate you for being patient with God's people. Merakwa buruti is one of the difficult things because Modimo trust akabatu bale yana sa ba trusting. Au fair. Adieva to a fechare kialidia marakelefa matla o kgetha hore lenyaka nga lenyakeng le nna ke le modimo a le tlotseng le ka no kgetha o senyake a fetse a bitse wena mama are etla o lead batho ba ke ba fileng kgetho ya hore le nna ba ka no reject what more ka wena e le hore bana le kgetho ba choice ya o reject Modimo. Sore lewa Modimo re le gotleletse leeto le la 10 years. And we want you to know we love you. We love you. And you can count on us for support. Naratse ba dilo tsa ntwe. Oro o tala wa ba sala. Aroro nyokolla wa kira dikeledi tsatswe. Aba yo nyaka vikisi. Oro chachenyana o ri be show o filo ri ke allanya. Amen. But we celebrate you. We also celebrate the work that you are doing here. And we can see where you are really pushing. And we can just wish you for more. And re rapela lore modima o fe ba nna le basadi. Baba ka snow surrounding. Mara ba to thusha gape go dira ntwe modima o be ileng pelong ya gago. Amen. So all pastors that are here, thank you for coming and joining us. Modima le shofatseng to come and celebrate one of your own. Our Repela moelo renge, oba repela generation ninge elo renge. Jealousy is fashionable. Obona, some of you rallying around another man. It's encouraging. I've decided to support any man who's doing God's work, irrespective of his size, his color, his shape, and everything. As long as my spirit says that's God's work, I support that. Amen. So we celebrate you. Papa le mama, we honor and celebrate you. Thank you for raising such a giant. All right. Thank you for helping me. I can't you're a giant. Giant. So thank you for raising this giant. And thank you for giving him to us. I've already tested him to check if he's genuine. And he did not know where I was testing him. Intentionally, I tested him and he did not know that I was testing him to check if he was genuine. I know he will not remember. But I know if I was to say something now, you would remember that was a test. There was a year you were a bit angry with me because I did something. And that was a test. I gave you that test in 2015. You will remember that test. It was a test to check if I can walk with you or not. So you passed the test, and I decided to say, then I can walk with him. Surely, if you failed that test, I was not going to walk with you. Thank you, saints, for coming. Makona Stone, can you just stand and let's appreciate you? Amen. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. Amen. My wife of 22 years. Can you see? I know we look 21, both of us, but mileage was a mile more is too much. Amen. Saints, I'm not just a preacher, I'm a born again preacher. I was saved on the 29th of May, 1990. It was on a Tuesday around 6 o'clock in the evening. as a young boy doing Standard 9, which is called Grade 11 now. And I met the Lord, and that was the best decision that I ever took till today. And today, very like the announcement, Yahubula conference, all protocol observed. Very like the announcement, Yahubula conference, the Feleleche, Jedi Chaleche last year, then Ribule Mamati, buying a vaccine. Buying a Lekabono, one misbehavior. Responded to medication. So respond. Mara next year, respond. Saints, I want us to talk for a few minutes. Walk the process. Walk the process. Walk the process. So, it's important for us to realize, Saints, if we are not willing to walk the process, it means that we are aborting what we are trying to achieve. Because walking the process simply means, or I'm going to do whatever it takes until I end up with the product that I decided to work on. So if you don't walk the process, you abort the product. So it doesn't matter how much are you going to pray about this product. If you don't walk the process, the product will not materialize. So I want us to talk about walking this process, because it's important for us to realize, after praying, after doing all these things that we are doing, even after celebrating 10 years, we still have to walk the process to achieve other things that are not yet achieved now. The truth is, Saints, God is still going to do a lot in this house. But if we don't walk the process, we might be delaying what God really wants to do. Because even when God promises a thing, somebody must participate with God, so that that process or that promise comes to pass. Which means, therefore, there are those that are delaying themselves, not that God is not intending to help, but simply because they are not working the process. Even when God promised Israel a land of milk and honey, but it was the responsibility of Israel to walk. For the promise was there, but if the walking is not done, slavery will not stop. So which means, therefore, slavery was never God's ultimate intended end, because there was a promise, a hovering, hanging over their head, even when they were slaves. But that promise was waiting for a season, time, and a man who can declare that seasoned word. But it was also upon the recipient of the summon of a man to say, surely, even though we've got a record of 400 years of slavery, but now there is a new promise that says if we walk the process, we will walk out of Egypt as free people. And we are not just walking out as free people, but we are going to end up at there or in the promised land. Last year I told you that when God builds, He builds through revelation. You remember? He builds through sons. He builds through generations. But it's up to us as the womb of Eagles Church to understand that if we don't respect the womb that carries the baby we want to see tomorrow, the baby we want to see tomorrow will never be born. Because it's our responsibility to take care of the womb. You are the womb of the church that you are seeing now. You heard what I just said? You are the womb of the church that you are seeing now. So it's up to you to respect that womb so that it gives you the church you are seeing now. Because what you are seeing now is hidden in the womb that you are now. Maybe rekebole le mruti popela ke ske ka botlhaka tlhakantsho na ke announce ke hi botshata bya pitso ya modimo popela kore o iphila o ya kwa with uncertainties, but we understand the level lamrao where you are coming from. So at times, even when we go in that way, with uncertainties, in these 10 years when we look back, we start to say, oh, no wonder. Okay, oh, now Rabon, that's why. Which means, therefore, you need to be tackling your walk with carefulness. Because one day you will understand when you look back. So you don't want to look back and regret. You want to look back and clap hands and say, I did what I was supposed to do then. Alright? So we said last year, so we said last year, it will be your responsibility to commit, to persevere in this process. Alright? Because if you don't commit, persevere, you will have a challenge. Apostle Popela, one of the things that I love is that God loves us so much that He prepares us. One of the things that He did in preparing us, Muruti Popela Kogore, He gave us the ability to access and develop the fruit of the Spirit. And when He gave us that access, He was trying to help us to say, you can't make it if you are not emotionally stable. And that's why the fruit of the Spirit does not address the spiritual issues. It addresses emotional issues. Because you can't be a spiritual person if you don't master emotional aspects. Because the emotional aspect is where the enemy is able to tweak and turn. And when he tweak and turn the emotional environment, the spiritual environment is affected. That's why you don't pray when you are hurt. Because emotionally you are turned. So I am here to tell you, Eagles, if you are to move to the next level of your life, you need to start mastering your emotional being. Because if you are not mastering your emotional being, you become touchy-touchy, shaky-shaky, wangala-ngala, wa throw the toys.
Because you haven't mastered the emotional part of it. You do things only when you are happy. You don't do them even when you are not okay. Because emotionally, you are not stable. When you are not emotionally stable, you disregard good things even when it's the right time for them to be done. Because you are considering your emotion more than your spiritual man. So as you celebrate 10 years, I want you to grow up too. Grow. Mature. Develop a tough and thick skin. Because when you grow, demonic forces also change levels and strategies. And therefore you cannot be a sissy girl and a sissy boy and expect to deal with demons on the next level of this vision. And that's why we have to develop love. Because we need to learn to love even the unlovable. We need to learn to love even those that do not wear what we think is fashionable. We need to learn to love even those that put on weaves that look like old fashioned. Because we are working and working on something that's becoming the product that we are praying and hoping for. And we cannot abort it by makeup and by earrings, by weaves and by dresses. And that's why I came to advocate to say, if we develop the fruit, we must not just talk about these things. Because that's what gives life to a church. The fruit. That's what grows the church. The fruit, not the gift. Because when the gift is more powerful, but the life is a mess, it affects the church. Because you will speak in tongues and curse members. You will prophesy and because it is the fruit that helps us to be patient with others. Even when they are not maturing as fast as we will want them. But it's a church. It's not a competition here. It's a family way. Now, we take care of the people. We take care of the weak. We help them to grow. We help them to mature. What kind of an anointing you carry, which is impatient with those that we are trying to develop? By the way, Luena, we were patient with you, man. Luena, man, we were patient with you. We loved you with your messes, Luena. We were kind to you. Even when we were not supposed to show kindness, because you acted evil, we loved you. Don't kill the process of the growth of this house. Don't kill it. Don't kill it. There must be calm in this house. There must be peace in this house. You must help us put off some fires. Don't fuel them. Put them off. Cover each other. Cover each other's nakedness. Don't expose our mistakes. Yes, it's 10 years of God's favor, but we have made some messes around.
We were patient with you. Be patient with your sisters. Be patient with your brothers. Skabalasha because Sabasha. Skabalasha because Abafiki leveling Yahaukapi. Skabalasha got about only a pace you will level to your. Today. You were not smart. We just gave you a room to grow. We just created a platform for you to thrive. It's not that you were special. It's not that you were gifted than others. We just created a room and say, you can also learn how to fly. And you did not just fly. You messed up. We are asking, open a door for the next one. Teach somebody to do what you are doing. Because this thing is generational. You are not ancient of days. You cannot be the same yesterday, today, and forever. No. There's coming a day where you must and allow better people to come in. Eringile tuse today. Say, Eririutus, you are celebrated today. But you will not be celebrated for life. Oscar Bulaya Kauru Nyoko celebrate you for life. Kahanello follow a stage. Because in the next life of this house, better people that can do what you are doing, they are coming. That's why you will be replaced not so long. And that's why you must manage your emotions properly. Otherwise, you'll go faint. Something good is going to happen in the next coming years. We can't have 10 years of the same thing. We must have 10 years of glory to glory to glory. We must have 10 years of moving from one level. So we can wait for the 11th year with expectation to say, surely the 11th year must be better than the 10th year. By the way, I was here the first year. No, now let dust fail. No, now let dust fail. What's not next? We were patient because we believed in this thing. No, now the rope which are the 100 watts. Today we've got stage lights. That's why we're celebrating going there. Today we look back and say, no wonder the 100 watts. That was the process of coming here. So that's why we celebrate that we were patient with the process. We celebrate that we were patient with the process. Because if we gave up, we would not be here. Let's help you. Let's help you. Our responsibility is not to leave fame.
is to leave a legacy. But we can't leave legacy to be emotionally stable. Emotionally stable are attractive, therefore he cannot witness properly. He cannot carry the brand properly. Because our brand is at the mercy of his emotions. My text is on John chapter number 6 and Matthew chapter number 40. Same story, but I picked up the same story because there are few things that you will find in John that you will not find in Matthew. That's what we spoke about last time. They said, I must come and finish what I studied. So, saints, the Bible says, Jesus saying to his disciples, there is a crowd of people, and they say to him, we don't have enough food to give to these people. Send them away. Let them go. We can't help them. Let them go. And John is careful to say, Jesus said to them, feed them. Feed. And John is careful to say, he was testing them. The question is, what kind of a test is this? You're testing if we can feed them, knowing where there's no food that is enough for them. What kind of a test? We thought you had a bakery packed somewhere with your test. But you are testing us while you also have nothing. Your test is funny. Because normally when we test you is that we have something tangible to help. But Jesus says, feed them. There's coming a time when God will ask you to feed his people with what you don't have. But the nice thing is this, Moruti Rems, is that when he gives you an instruction, you are safe. Unlike when you just decide to do it. Because rena beleka batho rena le tendency of putting things together before we get an instruction. And that's where we mess it up. We prepare things before we get an instruction. And that's why when an instruction comes and it says, that's not what I intended, you have a problem of collapsing that. And you pull God into something that he never said, this is how it should be arranged. So in the next few years of this work, Muruti Pupe, your safety is in the instructions that he gives to you. Even when it does not make sense, because it doesn't have to make sense. So he says to them, feed them. And he's testing them, but he's not telling them. And John is careful to say that some of the disciples says, how are we going to do it? We cannot do it. And he's careful to say that there is a boy who's got a lunch and the lunch is not enough. And Jesus says, fine, bring it to me. It's like now the test that he was given to them is now unfolding that. But it was their responsibility to locate a young boy that has lunch. Because once you avail yourself for the instruction, God will also open your eyes to areas that will also help you to fulfill the assignment he has laid over your life. Eagles, we are celebrating 10 years. Can I shock you? is nothing compared to what God has really started to work on. It's nothing. But you must understand that you are the generation that is trusted with the next layer of what God will want to do with this vision. If you drop the ball, you are affecting the next generation. Then the Bible says, he said, bring the lunch box to me. And he did not bless it. He thanked the Lord. And that's what we're going to be talking about in the process. Because one of the things that you miss in your process is to thank the Lord for the smallest things that are in your hand. So he thanked the Lord and then blessed the bread and the fish. And he gave it to the disciples. It was blessed in the hands of Jesus, not multiplied. Blessed in the hands of Jesus, but it's multiplying in the hands of disciples. So which means that a miracle might have begun in the hands of Jesus, but fail in the hands of disciples. Because it's not multiplying in Jesus' hands. It is blessed in Jesus' hands, but multiplied in the hands of the disciples. The question is, it, what is it that you have in your hand but is not multiplying because you are not distributing it? Stop praying and start checking what is it that you were given in your hands. Because as you give, it multiplies. It's not multiplying in the hands of Jesus. In the hands of Jesus is blessed. It's empowered to do great things. In the hands of Jesus, it's injected to thrive. But in the hands of disciples, it's multiplying. It's impactful now. If you don't work the process, you might be carrying something that is already blessed. That is not multiplying. You might be carrying a vision that is already blessed and empowered, but not multiplying. And praying prayers that you were not supposed to be praying. Because until you know that it is already blessed in his hands, but it cannot multiply in his hands, it must multiply in your hands. Don't fail the process. And pray prayers when you have something that must be distributed. Obella, your responsibility is not to bless it. You can't give it enough injection that it requires. Your responsibility. I told you last time. Say, when Jesus thanked the Lord, carried the bread, when I'm at you see, and the fish, but he did not look at the bread and the fish. He looked. Because if you focus at the wrong thing, you will fail the process. You have already seen the multitudes. You have, Bible, there were 5,000 men, not counting women. And in any gathering, women are more than men. So if you focus on the fish and the bread, you will complain a lot. You will worry a lot. But if you learn, Pupela, in the 10 years of this work, you can agree with me, the day you looked at the bread and the fish, it stifled your movement. The day you look at the bread, simplify our language. The day you look at church attendance, you will get discouraged. The day you look at how people support you, you will get discouraged. The day you look too much into the account and how is it doing, you will get discouraged. Because you have already seen the crowd. You have already seen the crowd and the demand. And unfortunately, the bread and the fish does not match the demand. And that's why the Bible says Jesus looked up and said, "Oh God, thank you. Thank you for the bread and the fish that we already have. At least we've got something that can initiate the miracle. We are not empty-handed. We've got few testimonies. There was a boy in our midst who carried the lunch. We are not just empty. We've got a girl that is gifted. We've got a boy that is gifted. We've got a man that is gifted. Our church is not just empty. We might not have all that we wanted, but at least we've got few people that know and understand what we are doing. We've got people that are carrier of the anointing of God, and they've learned to articulate what God is doing in this age and in season. And that's why I came to tell you, Eagles Church, to say, forget about the fish and the bread. The power is not in the fish and the bread. The power is up from above. Once you engage heaven, the bread will multiply. The fish will multiply. Some things will begin to change, but they will not change when we focus on them. They change when we look up. I hear the psalmist says, I look upon the mountain. Where will my help come from? My help will come from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Jesus is teaching us a principle, Apostle Pope. I know Bible scholars will tell you when you say praise, you praise because of what God has done. But that's not what Jesus is teaching us. Jesus stands before the grave of Lazarus. And the Bible says he looked up and thanked the Lord. Lazarus is still dead, but he's saying, thank you. For I know you always hear me when I pray. So I thank you in advance, even when Lazarus is dead. But I know you are not dead. You are not dead. And if you are not dead and you are alive, you can cause everything that is dead before me to catch life. Even when they opened the grave, he did not look at Lazarus. He looked up. Because he knew that if he looked into Lazarus' body, he will be discouraged. I came to tell you, Eagles, stop looking at all these things. Look at God, and if you can see his face, whatever you are dealing with is nothing compared to his face. You can't look up and still complain. You can't. If you look up and still complain, kilo chabatu, I tell you. You can't. You can't look up and still worry. You can't. You can't. You can't. You can't.
You can't. You can't. Oh, pila unyamile ulibeletsing. Oh, pila uli discouraged. King into ulibeletsi. You are focusing on wrong things.
And Jesus is saying, don't watch, don't look and focus at the bread. It's not enough for the crowd. But when you look up, there is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides. There is El Shaddai, the breasted one.
Maybe Ricky will like a polelo ya kwa Yesu. Oh, na mudimu lo godimo wa shisha. O shoshonyo ke libisi.
Work the process. And I shock you. If your process does not start with praise, it will not end with praise. That's why Baba Ngobalena Mudima le shofacha le thoma re dumedisa ka menwana e meraro ka rena le leprosy. Because you did not start with praise. You started with a breakthrough that looked like you did something for you to get it. Yeah. 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 Because yeah. If you started, it means that Mudimu Katsi restatile eagles on fire. Really, no, really on fire. Re believe our eagles will catch the fire. Because there was no fire visible. The only fire we knew was inside. So we trusted you with a fire that we did not know what will it do. Today, 10 years later, we look back and say, thank you for what you have proven to be in our lives. It was not even your all night prayers. There are people that are praying better than you. You haven't started. Don't even break.
No.
It's got nothing to do with you. That's why August Jim go away via more foreign. It's got nothing to do with you.
That's why I'm rich popella. Raskara quarter for Batavar Shile. Others left us and they are better off than when they were here.
One of the batsa mailing ikil, but better off after us not amai. But in the same breath, one of the babang batile mobile west now ba better. So we celebrate or there are those who came west and now they are shining. If you focus on the ones that left, you'll have a problem. Focus on those that are here. And those that came. That's why Namutu Agata Monar Murutiki Atamaki Mujai Sakapelo Ratamai. Because Akina Nagwell talking Nanga Musar, why? Usaja decided Latamai. Ngamutu Salo Pakadi Beg. It's part of the process.
Baba ngoba follow staff ikitim. And ari tlo emisa drive.
Ri tlo re shame mara re ntse re tsamang. Because o nyoko follow emanyana re eme o follow. Ro bye bye. Mara o follow staff
we are not going to waste our time like we entertain or why we jump in.
Re-announce our 10 years of God's favor
this year.
Hallelujah. Yeah. So, thank you. Re-relutus. Re-afetua or blessa. By the disciples. Because he's saying, there are things that I will do, but they will not catch the speed if I don't trust others with it. Saints, when we trust you with responsibilities, rakopela roska rola responsibility wa mesa moya. Because how did a responsibility rufile nyona? Kamoya usi bengwarina. U mess up a process. Rakopela ruskatia responsibility usachia moya. Uskari epele la usa rwala moya warini. Uskari ashara usa rwala moya warini. Nyaka hore motho a kopane le wena a nke o ka re o kopane le moruti wa kereke. Because we are trusting the process ka wena. Ka e mess up a process. A re nyaka o phela re omela mora o re lokise. Ka o khopela a re nya go phela re omela mara o re lokisha bona le ntho tse re di bonang go pele tse re di kitimelang o lokisha o senyana a re lokishe mba ba sa tso tsena re ka se lokise wena madala gela. You've been here for 10 years re sa lokisa na le wena. Ngwayangwayana le Sunday school le magogo. Ribizi man, ribizi. Wargiteja ripizi. Unale assignment ya modima rifile nyona. Ripizi. Grow up. Lebana ba Sunday school ba mechuara ufita wena. Batse ba unleba lelana ko Sunday school wena. Onju di le psychology mara pelunya ne ya wikanya. I know how human being minds operate, but upala ku tsiba ri wa operate abang u gona u tsiba ye mingwe mara wa how wa upalela manage yours. Re khopela hore o fitlise borotho bo re o file mbona. Fitlise. O ska bo rebrander on the way. O ska bo modifier on the way. Yes, o ska bo modifier.
bufitlise ka pisi ye we thotseng e fitlise ka size ya original ka di ingredients ya original.
Otherwise, ritlo barieta re solve matata manchi motho. Mfen glass ya metsi. Ona le metsi ya empty. Bazalwana. Kopela. Ere go mo moholo. In the next coming years. And everybody is talking about content. Content. And Rehopela Ore, if you want this work to go, speak to Swanage. Rehopela Lynch, Lucho Kamara, about all. Ke tswala nako ya ka e fiti e tla ntshwarele ka tshwarisa baruti thanks e re rutus opela re o le flavor ye o e pora in this house o sa check gore o na le batho ba tlile le content. You are going to delay the process and I want you to have courage. It's painful and frustrating, but that's what will give you speed. Because if you just act as if you are trusting the product, but you did not check that they are already full with another product. This is water. This is Energate. If you pour, you are not pouring Energate. Fine. You will say you are pouring Energate. But your Energate is being diluted. That's why when they say, taste. People don't taste this, they taste. And you are busy saying, I'm doing my best, but your best is being diluted because you did not empty this woman. So the best thing is to start back. Normally, but you need the courage. Are dir masalisane mo until they lose their shape. Now we start to work on their shape before we fall. Before we pour, we work on the shape. And next week, when we pour, original. From original. No dilution. Different container, same content. Let's stand. Get a fella jaka sonta. Let's stand. This is what I want to leave you with. He thanked the Lord. Eagles, it's time to reflect and thank the Lord. He had said, ka default monano wa motho o ne le o bona tedimpe too much. But I'm here to tell you, the bad are not weightier than the good. Our mistakes are not heavier than our victories. So I want us to focus on the good things that we have done in the past 10 years. And I want us to understand, saints, we are a blessed church because even after 10 years, we are still here. We are not just here, but we are also seeing some signs of growing. And that's why we must learn to thank the Lord. Few things, and I release you. But like the fair announcement. Kopela udir announcement ye muri kopela kita mai. Wula conference as papa di. Wana. When we learn to praise God, says it improves our interactions with other people. Because it kills moyawa pride low booster. The reason our interactions are not improving as a church is because we feel like we deserved it. We feel like we worked for it. But if we can learn to have an attitude of gratitude, it will kill that arrogant spirit, and we will learn to embrace each other, because even when we see our sisters and brothers are still struggling, we can look at them and say, you better stay encouraged, because I know that the same God who did it for me can still do it for you. That's why people that lack a gratitude spirit, they are competitive too much. Because it is therefore gratitude that kills pride and arrogance and competition. Number two, praise or thanks or gratitude opens your imaginations. You will start to see things that others will not see. You will start to work with things that others do not want to work with. It was Jesus who said thank you while he was dealing with two fishes and five loaves. And that's why he was able to say, then sit all these men down and start to distribute. What courage do you take from this? Is that if you learn to thank the Lord with small things, God is able to multiply. Because it is therefore gratitude that multiply things. Number three. It is gratitude that protects us from anxiety and worry. You can't pastor those. You can't shepherd those. Because banyoko ja le mashimo a se beng a bona. It is therefore gratitude that helps you to wait for your own season and time of harvest. And gratitude increases opportunities. By the way, we do more for people that are having gratitude. Né? We keep blessing people that are able to say thank you. I do something good for you, you don't say thank you, I'm not doing it again. So gratitude opens up for more. Gratitude is a seed for more. Officially tonight, we're opening Eagles. Gathering of Eagles 2024. It's officially opened. And I want you to reflect on your journey, Eagles. It's getting better and sweeter every day. It's sweet even when we cry. It's sweet even when we go up the hill. Because by now we have already seen the hand of the Lord. And what we have seen the past 10 years gives us confidence and hope and courage to say we can still experience more. God bless you.